Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Businesses need energy to stay in business for lighting, air conditioning or heating, or powering computers or other office equipment. The Department of Energy estimates that commercial office and retail buildings consume about 20% of all energy in the U.S., and that comes at a high price to a company's bottom line and to the environment. Today we have another of our View from the Top series of conversations with leaders. We spoke with a CEO whose goal is to help companies negotiate the cheapest energy plans and help them reduce their energy consumption through the use of LED lights. Patrick Clowden heads Consumer Energy Solutions, based in Clearwater, Florida. His employees recently voted the company one of the best places to work in Tampa Bay for the third time. He joins us from WUSF. Patrick, tell us about the LED technology and why it's your focus.
LED is just a technology that uses less electricity in order to emit light. And so if you have light that uses less electricity, it, of course, costs less to run that light. LED lighting also gives off way less heat. It's just way more energy efficient. The auto industry, for example, is big in LED lighting in their outside lighting and even in their showrooms because the light is more natural and shows the colors of the car in a more natural setting, whether that's inside or outside. And when you look at the cost savings, where you can take anywhere from 30 to 70% reduction in energy costs or running those lights, it can make a significant difference to a small to medium size or certainly a large business to cut cost in regards to the amount of energy they actually use.
Okay, so I would think that would be pretty convincing if they're going to express that kind of saving by using LED lights. But what kind of pushback do you get?
Quite a bit, actually. You're totally correct on that. It's an education process. And so if I'm explaining to a business person, I say, listen, let's say you're spending, just for easy numbers, $50,000 a month on your energy costs. You're already spending the money. All we're going to do is reallocate part of that money and put it over here into this LED upgrade, and that'll reduce your costs and it will pay for the entire program. In fact, you'll be paying less. It'll actually create a positive cash flow situation for you. Currently, LED lighting does about $4.5 billion in sales per year in the United States. It's estimated over the next 10 years it'll go up to $45 billion. Just for this very reason, as people get more and more educated and understand it and get more comfortable with it, and the whole thing will actually make sense to them, they will make that conversion over to LED lighting.
So if part of your job is to stay one step ahead of trends and help companies become more efficient, save more money, to what extent do you consider part of your job also lessening the country's reliance on fossil fuels altogether? Do you incorporate green energy in the constellation of your company's offerings?
You know, it's more expensive. Some of the companies that we deal with, and we deal with the largest energy suppliers in the United States, actually have green programs where you can contribute back to the grid and through green power, but it costs more. And until we get a better handle on that. In fact, we called into California. We thought Californians would be all over this, but you know, it went not so much because it's more expensive. So you have to take all of these things into consideration. So that's one of the things that's really good about the LED lighting is that if a whole city like New York City, if all of the skyscrapers in New York City converted into LED lighting, there would be a tremendous, you know, pullback on the grid and the demand in the New York City area, which is very, very taxed. It's a very old, the energy grid there needs to be upgraded. And so anything that we can do, and if one person does it, who cares? Not so much, right? But if a whole group and more of us get educated on this and take more responsibility for, okay, good, not only can I save money, get better lighting, it'll last longer, the maintenance costs are less. So I should take a look at this and get more information on this and make a decision whether this is right for my business or my organization.
The lighting market is changing very quickly. LED use is expected to grow globally from 18% to an amazing 70% by the year 2020. How do you see your business growing then? And at the same time you grow, how do you keep that same ethos that makes your company a good place to work?
Yes. Well, one of the ways we do that is helping people. And our mission statement and our purpose is to help businesses get enough information so they can make intelligent energy buying decisions. Additionally, we're very, very involved in the community. We have drug education to children, drug education to our employees' children. We have programs with the Community Learning Center in Clearwater where we're tutoring children and we're helping them. And so by putting these the premium on helping people, then you have a group that everybody's on the same page, and we're very, very productive.
Patrick Cloudon, CEO of Consumer Energy Solutions. For more information on his company, and if you'd like to hear other leaders speak in our View from the Top series, go to our website, hereandnow.org. Patrick Cloudon, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you.